I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wonderful news, everybody.
Oh, yes. We're going to Edinburgh.
Yeah, we're going to Edinburgh Festival. We're doing a show called Angelos and Barry.
A Matter of Life and Death. Really dramatic title.
Yeah, and it's at the Frankenstein pub, and it's free.
It's one of the top venues in Edinburgh.
Yeah, and it's just down the road from where... J.R. Hartley wrote...
J.R. Ewing. Wrote the Harry Potter
wrote
books.
Wrote the Harry Potter books.
Before he went into Dallas.
Yeah, that's it.
Before he went to Dallas, he wrote Harry Potter.
Temple of Doom, Magic is the Night. What else did he do? The Wizard's...
Moonlight and Chocolates.
The Wizard's Sleeve.
The Wizard's Sleeve again. It's just Don't Look Up My Skirt now.
Hermione Granger and Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Well, he managed to magic them out of the championship after 50 years of mid-table mediocrity.
So some great literature there.
Oh, it's been amazing.
So, yeah, we're going to do our show from the 13th to the 26th of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And that's in August. In Edinburgh.
In case you didn't catch that,
that's Edinburgh.
That's in August.
In Edinburgh.
At Edinburgh.
Edinburgh is in Scotland, and it's just up the road from Glasgow.
Yeah.
A bit across from there.
I think they're getting a bit bored with this. Better come and see it.
Well, I'm just trying to hammer the point home.
Okay,
Barry.
Just to hammer the point
home, mate. Yeah.
It is free.
Let's just hammer this home.
When we say it's a free fringe, but...
It's not the free fringe.
No, it's the pay something for Christ.
What have we got? We've got a load of hidden costs.
Yes.
Hidden costs.
You've got a masseuse that comes up, Derek.
And we've both got the bookies.
We've got the bookies. My poor Margaret, they have to get her into the venue in a wheelbarrow every day.
Yeah, exactly, and that costs money.
All that has to be scraped off.
All that's got to be found. All that money's got to be found.
It's
got
to be scraped off every morning in a hotel, and that don't come cheap.
No, that is expensive, that treatment.
We do have some overheads, so would you come along, please, Peyton?
We are giving you a piece of... long form art, and for that I think it's only fair that you contribute.
Yes, I think so. Also, this don't come cheap.
Well, exactly.
That's not going to come
cheap.
That's
the main expense, isn't it? Oh, lovely. Our rider.
Oh, that is nice. A Cornish IPA.
Oh, very nice.
A Cornish IPA.
Booze. What's the percentage on it? That's all I'm really interested in.
It's a 5.5, so it's got a kick.
Mm, nice. nice little kick.
But, you know, I think as a general rule, the more I drink in this podcast,
the funnier I am. Yeah, definitely the more interesting you become.
I can feel all the comedy juices coming up.
Yeah, I can sense it coming off you. I can sense it coming off you.
All right, stop.
You know, was you going to say something?
I was going to say about you.
What's that?
Was
I?
You know what you had this week. What? Terrible trouble with your boiler, was it? Or what happened?
Pipes.
Your pipes.
Your radiators.
It is radiators, and it's freezing bloody cold.
It was freezing cold, and the radiators went down midweek.
That, yeah.
Well, last Wednesday they went down.
Yeah.
Took the pipes with them.
Yeah.
And it was about three o'clock in the morning, and I'd had a heavy night on the kebab meat, you know.
Right.
And I was thirsty, you know, I had a mouth like a
Princess Margaret.
Yeah, I had a mouth.
Yes.
I had a mouth like Princess Margaret.
Yeah.
You know. All dry and all that, you know. And I thought, oh, get up in the middle of the night and I'll have a nice glass of water.
That's because you keep eating doner in bed, isn't it? You get that mouth.
I do eat doner in bed.
Yes, yeah. I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I like to eat doner in bed. Just before I go off.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It sets me off nice for the night.
I bet
night,
it does, but it does get very greasy around your
my gizzards.
Your gizzards.
On the way, I'll get to 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
Right, and I set the alarm, wakes me up.
Pushed Donna to one side and went out and
I climbed
water.
Over her. Mm. And I thought, I'm going to go and have a nice glass of water, you know.
Nice, I know.
So I go in the bathroom, turn the taps on, fill me mug up, my royal mug that I've got in there, you know.
Yes.
With Princess...
Eugenie.
Yeah, her on it.
Yeah.
Right, specialist stuff on eBay.
Oh, I know. That pretzel on her head that she wore at the wedding. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. I got the one with the pretzel on the head. It cost me £5.
Right.
Instead of the £2.50 one. Without the prince.
And what's her sister's name? Eugenie?
Beatrice.
Oh, that's it, Beatrice.
Who I also like.
Oh, I like both of them. They're such a valuable contribution.
Yeah,
no,
they've been very, very busy. Them
very
too.
Busy.
Opening,
them
like, Marks and Spencer's
yeah,
and stuff.
Flying
like
off to Marbella.
Yeah, that's it, and opening car parks and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, they get all the good jobs.
Yes, the vital jobs.
Anyway, I've got the Eugenie mug in my hand, and I've turned the tap on, and it's gone, boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
you know what that noise?
I thought,
Christ almighty. Last thing I need with all this donna muck in my mouth.
Yes.
All this grease.
Grease.
So I come out the bathroom and I thought, I need a drink. I go into the kitchen.
Kitchen, yeah.
Turn the tap on, nothing. There's this brown lump of muck comes out. Right?
Right.
Straight into the sink.
Before you left Donna
in
the bed?
Yeah, no. I think to myself, I'm not drinking that.
No, of
I'm not drinking that. That's not going to do it for me. So I go back to bed unsated, you know, with all this muck still in my mouth.
Oh, dear.
Next morning, I thought, I better ring a plumber. So I ring one up, this plumber, and I says, come and do me pipes, please. There's no radiator and there's no water coming out of me pipes. Something is amiss, you know. It's probably the government.
Yeah, probably.
And the plumber says, all right, I'll come out. It's going to cost you £65 for call-out fee alone. And then all the stuff, all the extras, you know.
That's
I said, you could forget it, I said.
Yeah.
I'll find someone. I said, I'll ring up Kenny. I said, she's doing me pipes, Kenny.
Kenny.
I know you know about pipes. And that. He says, is there brown muck coming out of him?
Right.
And I said, there's brown muck coming out.
And what did he say to
him? He says, that's beyond me, brown muck. When it's got to that stage.
Yeah.
I thought, Christ, what am I going to
do?
So I sat down on my sofa and I had a little think about what I'm going to do about this. And in the end, what I've done is I've turned to God.
Oh, okay, for your pipes.
Yeah.
Right, and what did he sort it out?
Well, I've said to him, look, I don't know, I know we don't talk that much, but my pipes are knackered, so if there's anything you can do, I don't know if you could let me know or anything.
Is he Corgi registered?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I would have thought so. He's probably got all them certificates, hasn't he?
Probably.
Gas registered. He's probably got all the certificates that you can get.
I'd imagine he has.
He's probably got all of them. All right. Anyway, after I spoke, I checked the pipes. all this muck coming out. And I thought, that's not worked out. Anyway, 5 minutes later, this thunderbolt comes down, right?
To the aunt.
And it's, I don't know if it's hit the railings outside or it's hit a sewage pipe or something's gone on.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder what's it. And I turned the pipes, sure enough, out comes the water.
Good God.
From this thunderbolt that he sent down.
I thought
that is a reliable technique, you know, anything else is going wrong.
Since you said that, I've had the trouble with the residents parking.
People
in their road, they go down
to... park in your spot,
park in my spot. Well, they go down to the station. They don't want to pay the... They don't want to pay the parking at the station.
Right.
I cannot get in and out of a morning to go and do my business and all that. So I've written to the council. I've said, could you please do something about residents parking, a scratch-off system, or maybe even some sort of... parking between 7 and 9. Sorry, David. And so...
All right.
Easily, please. And so, anyway, the parking... So I get in touch with the council. I speak to someone, Mr. Granger. He's in the environmental department.
Oh, no.
Granger, he comes back to me and I'm sorry, there has been a statute passed that you cannot do this in a private road, which is where you live. I go to the Hertfordshire County Council.
Right, you take it above him.
Then speak to us, listen to very, very moot points about the bylaw of Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got all this bloody paperwork.
The legalese
and all that. I've employed a man. I went down to the Citizens Advice Bureau. He's got someone else who's a specialist in this field of... And the Road Traffic Act of 1957 does state... Anyway, I'm tied up in all this legalism. Yeah. I did the only thing I could think of. I turned to God.
Okay.
And...
What's happened?
Well, nothing happened for ages and ages.
What did you say to him?
Well, I said, God, look... I've had a look at this, and I showed him all the papers, and I said, look, I don't know whether you can see... I held it up to the window, and I said, I don't know whether you can see that there. That's from Mr. Granger in the department.
Well, you probably held it up there for, 5 minutes? Give him a chance to read it.
Well, right? He's got good eyesight, hasn't he?
But as long as he's got all the small print, all the details.
Well, he's... Like,
and then you turned it over so he could see the other side of
the door. Yeah, the other side of the door, and he's looking down, and with it, nothing happened. So I thought, still, there's some bloke. And do you know what? About 3 o'clock in the afternoon... And it pissed down with rain. And it didn't do nothing about the parking, but fun enough, my pipes come on and the water comes out.
Is it the pipe?
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe it's mixed up. But maybe I asked about the pipes.
It's not a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. I was trying to get tickets to go and see Bob Geldof.
Right, I remember.
And it sold out.
Yeah.
I was trying to get tickets. I couldn't get tickets.
Yeah, you went to Ticketmaster.
Nothing. StubHub. And I was charging like 500 quid to go and see Bob Geldof. And I've gone everywhere. I've gone to the touts and everything. And it's all like right above board. It's just way, way over the odds.
Of course.
In the end, I've sat down on the bog and I've turned to God.
Right, and said...
And I've said, look, and I just looked up at the light in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I just said, look, on June the 7th, Bob Geldof's playing, I like him.
Yeah, circle seat you wanted.
I want,
seat
I want
circle.
A circle seat, but anything in standing will do.
Yes.
If there's anything you can do to help me, then, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2 days goes by. Nothing. And then, sure enough, outside the window, thunderbolt comes down, right? I thought, I just checked my emails.
And what was in it?
And as it pops his email, hello, mate, do you want a Bob Geldof ticket for 25 quid in June? And I said, thank you, yeah. It's amazing what you can accomplish.
I went to the
sitting on the bog and talking at the roof.
I went to the Eatwell in Bushy for a long, long time. They've been out of vegetarian spring rolls. Margaret, she's like the vegetarian mug. Every day, excuse me, got any? I won't do the accent, but they say to me, no, we're out of spring roll. I won't do it. Races.
It's a national shortage, isn't it?
Spring rolls. Yeah, spring rolls. Yeah. And so I've gone, oh, well, what am I going to get her? You know, I've tried to get her prawn toast and all that. And in the end, I said, just a second. So I said, you know, you won't give order. You won't give order. I wonder the accent. But
no,
that's
don't give a shit. It's rough. It's ballpark.
This
it's
is ballpark. Ballpark yeah. You won't give order. Won't give order. You know, yeah. Me very busy. Yeah, going, that's it. It's right, a ballpark. And all that. It's a ballpark, yeah. So, ballpark. I said, excuse me just a minute. I go, no, you complete order. No,
yeah, ballpark.
Ballpark can be ballpark, very considerate, you know, very impatient. And so anyway, I've gone. I said, just a minute. So I went outside, you know, the news agents there, right. And I brought 20 Bensons. I was about to spy. I thought, okay. I looked up and I held up the menu, the takeaway menu, yeah, up to the sky.
Up to the sky, yeah.
And I went, please, can we get some vegetarian spring roll?
Right. Oh, straight away.
Straight away. I went in, oh, sorry, Mr. St. Michael, we got...
Yeah, we found some in the deep freeze.
Yes, and they did.
Amazing, isn't it? And, what you can accomplish through prayer.
Well, that's, you know, and you know...
Yeah,
so
that song about them, didn't you? You wrote that song about our Lord.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
His prayers.
I went to the Chinese takeaway. It is called the Golden Fountain. And the spring rose, and they said, no, we ain't got no. So I went outside and I had little smoke. I thought I'd never accomplish the unthinkable. And then I went and bought something that rhymed with unthinkable, and that was bloody awful.
Oh,
and
what
so
shall,
that didn't
what
work.
Shall,
let me try what, again.
Can I have another one?
Yeah.
That other song you wrote.
Oh,
it was better,
that,
though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that. Do you remember that other one was so much better?
It was better. It was better song.
I think it's one that we're a little bit. Yeah. Oh, to the Chinese takeaway.
Our real favourite.
Yeah, the Chinese
takeaway.
I wanted to buy some spring rolls for my lovely wife. They haven't had any since last April. Jesus, what a life! I bought some prawn toast. I don't wish to boast, but God, he magic, some vegetarian spring rolls. And then she, you know, she gave me a sexual favour for that night. She said, you've done very well,
really
Barry.
Well, yeah, yes, that's what prayer will get you.
Well, it will.
It will get you that.
Yeah.
So you been to any parties this week or anything I should know about, any social functions?
Well, you know it's Margaret's birthday. This week.
Oh, you throw a party for her?
I threw a party for, because, of course, it was my birthday not long ago.
I know it was.
We had all, we didn't have that many celebrities. It was you, come.
Oh, I come. Me. And then there was Denzel Washington.
It wasn't the real one. It was a
lookalike. And what did he buy you? I mean, it was a bit embarrassing when you opened that in front of him, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't the
real... Because he said it was, you know, he said it was a key to like a Ferrari.
It wasn't him who sent it. It was Alicia Dixon.
Oh, was it?
You know, I know it. Now, she's got a few, well. Bob, and Alicia Dixon, she goes, oh, it's a key for a Ferrari.
Right, okay.
This thing comes through the post. I thought, well, she's got a few, Bob.
She's got money.
Maybe.
She's got money, yeah.
She's got money,
she's
you
got
know.
You a Ferrari.
No, not a Ferrari. No. She sent me through one... Simple, it was a Lynx spray.
Oh,
Africa,
yeah.
Lynx Africa.
Yeah.
God, honestly, I thought it was missing.
It was Lynx Ferrari.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
That's
Lynx
Ferrari. Oh,
and
right.
It done half pen and ink.
Yeah.
And I thought,
well, you do the bug with it.
I'd use it in the song. But it's the same. When you had your birthday, who was that?
Oh, Christ, John.
Was
right.
It Elton?
It was Elton John, oh, yeah. Elton, I mean, it was nice of him to come.
Yes.
You know, but it was his difficult time. So
oh,
I thought,
I
oh, like he's come
Can
with his trousers around his ankles and that. And he says, Angela, I bought you a wonderful present.
Yes.
You know? And I thought, oh, thanks, Elton. Yeah. Very nice of you. You know,
he's got
loads of money.
Yeah,
he's got loads of money. Anyway, I've opened it. He said to me, this is the effect I use on stage, and I blow these out across the crowd, and everybody loves it.
You're thinking, oh, this is going to be good.
And I'm thinking, this is going to be really good. It's right, different, you know,
yeah,
really individual
different.
President. And it was just a bottle of bubbles that he got from the market. He nicked it off the pound shop or somewhere like that. And,
gosh.
You know, he'd given it the big one and like, oh, yeah, this is going to be, you know, this is like they blow out. And I was like, oh, thanks, Elton.
Oh,
you
my
know.
God.
Because Simon Cowell company,
Simon
all
Cowell.
And he's got a few quid, hasn't he?
Well, of course he has. Farmer
Cow. He's got talent. He's done the X Factor.
He does the X Factor. He does a lot.
Pop Idols. So he's got money. He runs the music business.
He must have
about £1 million.
So Cal, he phones me up. He goes, And he says, I'm going to come to the party and I'll bring you the best present that's going. Oh, you know. So
well, he's got some money, isn't he?
So he comes up, he comes in and says, I've got you a Fabergé fucking egg. It's all wrapped up nice with a ribbon. I'm going, there's me, you, David Van Day, and Margaret.
That's right. I can retire with this.
And Alicia Dixon. I'm thinking, a Fabergé egg. Open it up. It's a Kinder egg.
Oh, good God.
And he goes, no, open it. I thought it's going to be a joke. There's something inside a diamond ring. Yeah. There's one orange starburst inside. You know, no one really likes. That's probably people's least favourite starburst. No one wants that.
The green one.
And so I said, what the hell's this? Yeah.
Window.
You don't like it, It goes all camp,
They do that, though.
And so I said, I had to say it's very nice, but he got in a sulk.
Yeah, well, they do that, don't they? I mean,
who did you have? Remember he bought you that shit present?
Oh, Christ. Well, who was that? I mean, it was very embarrassing, actually. It was very, very embarrassing.
Who was it? It was
Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar, right. Do you remember?
He's got loads of
minted.
And Elton John had just given me the bubbles, and I've opened that, and I've actually go, oh, thank you, Elton, for the bubbles and all that. Yeah. And he's gone, well, they're the best bubbles in the world.
Oh, yes, silly old
By now, he's got his trousers.
Pull them up.
Round his ankles, pull your trousers up,
Elton, for God's sake.
Anyway, Alan Sugar's coming. Like, hello!
Here he is, in his fur coat and a bashy cigar.
And he's got a crown on his head.
He likes to wear that, doesn't he? It's a Burger King one, isn't it? Yeah. He's made of paper, but he thinks it's metal.
He's gone mad. Right, and he's turned up and he says, I've got you the best present ever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, here we go. What is this? Because he's got a few quid. And Sugar from that plastic mug he's made for pensioners, right? And he says, that's the best present. It's from the Far East.
Oh, yes.
And so he slings me this plastic bag. And I open it thinking, why you haven't wrapped it up, And I get a paper bag, all grease all over it. I look inside, it's about six prawn crackers. Six prawn crackers. He says, they're from the Far East.
They're not from the Golden Fountain.
Yeah. But
Bethnal Green.
That's it, right, like two minutes down the road.
Do you remember?
Very embarrassing,
When, who was it come round to visit me? Who was that presenter? Philip Schofield.
Oh, Schofield.
Now, Schofield, you'd think
he's got quite a lot of money. I mean,
right?
He's not Alan Sugar.
He's no Alan Sugar. He's gone, you know how he speaks. He comes in, his catchphrase. And he comes in and he's doing all that. And he comes in, he's doing all that corpsing he does.
Pretending everything's all a joke, isn't it?
Yeah, and he comes in and he goes, I've got something special for you. And I'm like, there's a little bit of tissue paper.
Oh, right. Christ. What's this from the night before?
I'm right. There's, frankly, a dried bogey in a little tiny bit of tissue paper.
He's not trying to say that he bought that, is he?
Well, I don't know whether it was his or his Holly's or whatever. But I said, is this
one of his guests?
It's an absolute disgrace. Yeah. And I said to him,
it's not a birthday present.
It's no birthday present. Philip Schofield. He come round to my house on my birthday.
That's nice of him.
He knocked on the door and said, "Excuse me, I'm here to see Barry." He got a bit of tissue paper out his pocket and then he shoved it in me hand. He's a fucking arsehole. I'm not being grand.
No, you're not. You're not. And I think that's absolutely fair enough. Yeah. And if I went on this morning, I'd tell him that and all.
What would you what would you say to Schofield if you was on,
he was on this morning?
Yeah.
I said, I said, Philip Schofield, you who went round to Barry's house. It was his special day, and all you done was pull out a tissue and handed it to him. And as a big surprise, all that was in it was a great big bogey from your bin. Right. So I basically, what I say, I just give him the facts of what he done, and then I'd let it rip, yeah. You know. Then I'd say, listen, you can't. Philip Schofield, if you think it's appropriate to go round to the house of an 82-year-old man and give them a bogey in a tissue for his birthday when he's done so many good things for you.
You know? Yeah.
I'll tell him off.
Disgraceful. Yeah. To Alan Sugar, you are a sugar nut. What the hell do you think you're doing coming round my house? Lording it up like fucking Emperor Nero. Being like a mouse. Nah. Be a little humble. You've got me grumbling about your present. You're a curly-haired twat. Get out of my crescent. I told you I lived in a crescent. As I can't park, he parks like that big Rolls Royce.
Well, you want to get a Thunderbolt sent down, like, just destroy his Rolls Royce.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, that's Alan Sugar for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but scam.
Oh, you scam. Now,
scam.
Oh, God.
What?
I don't think we've done very well with these songs this week.
Oh, no, I disagree. I think
they're
been,
good.
No, they've
the
been
first,
spectacular,
the
spectacular
with
songs.
I'll tell you what. I was watching the other day. Do you remember Sharon Stone in The Basic Instinct?
I remember. First
lady to show...
That's right, and she opened her legs and there was all that fur in there.
There was fur in there, wasn't
there?
Yeah, there's
fur in there
that.
And it's like fur and then there was a lion in there, you know.
But yeah, there was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a bootleg version where it's like, you know, she swirls around on that chair.
Right, that office chair.
That office chair. She opens her legs and there's, you remember Timmy Mallett?
Yeah.
His head pops out and he goes, whack-a-day.
You know that she wasn't the original person that was in that role.
Oh, who was it originally?
It was David Van Dyke.
Oh, okay.
It was him. It was in, and they filmed like half that film with David Van Dyke.
And he twirls round on
and
the
it
chair.
Was only after they got to the bit where he twirls around the chair
his legs, yeah.
And opened his legs, and all this stuff come out.
Burgers.
All sorts of things fell out of there. Right.
Yeah,
and it's the producers were watching it all, and they think, "Oh, the Grande's
like
quite good."
It's good.
Oh my God! Yeah. What the hell is that coming out of there? Just sack him!
Yeah,
sack him! So unfortunately, they sacked him.
Well,
after seeing all that stuff come out,
do you remember when Alan Sugar he done the screen test for didn't he? And you've seen the outtakes, you can see him on YouTube.
I do remember,
and as I say, the producers loved him earlier in
the
role.
Yeah, well, this is it, isn't it? Yeah.
Early in the role. Sugar and Douglas are dynamite together.
Yeah, real chemistry.
Real
chemistry.
And I don't know if you remember.
What's that?
Where he twirls round on the office chair, referring to.
Yeah, I remember.
And Sugar.
And he's got his dress on.
No pants on. He opens his legs, and a fucking Amstrad answer phone and tease mate falls out the end of
his. He's never one to miss an opportunity, yeah, really.
was lovely because the phone comes off the hook and just dangles
yeah,
down.
Yeah, all that on
swinging.
The wire. Yeah.
But you saw
pre-internet days, the, pre-wireless, wasn't it?
Pre-wireless.
Yeah. Everything was wired up. Yeah.
The Amstrad T's made an answer for
I remember because then he says to Michael Douglas, he says, do you want one of these for your grandmother?
That's it.
You know. And yeah. And the producers went, oh, whoa,
what's going on?
No, it's in the script. I had it written into the script for my contract.
But it was extraordinary because, I mean, I'll never forget that lovely time when Simon Cowell. Do you remember Simon Cowell?
Yeah, the music entrepreneur.
Yeah, the music entrepreneur, very wealthy man.
I remember
man, and
it.
Done, he
a lot of money.
A Basic Instinct.
He was originally
in it. He was the original one. They've done the screen. They must have filmed half the film.
Yeah.
With
up to that point.
Him and Michael Douglas.
Right. Dynamite chemistry.
Absolute dynamite
they were good
on screen.
Together,
those two. Oh,
yeah, if you can get a chance to see that.
Guys, if you can
really
see
good
that.
Version of it.
Basic Instinct starring Michael Douglas and Simon Cowell. Anyway, the film, brilliant film. Yeah. Brilliant pacing.
Yeah, very, very well edited.
Cinematography by Ken
Loach.
Ken Doherty. Ken Doherty. It's all brilliant film.
Very well written. And until great script by
Ramalama Ding Dong.
Yeah.
And what was amazing was it was all wonderful until that moment. You know that bit where he swings
around
on the chair,
and he's got his dress on.
And Alan, who was that? Cowell's got his dress on. And as he opens his legs, three CDs. Shane Ward.
Yeah, come out of his bum.
Come out of his front bum on the floor.
Right.
And they,
hold on a minute.
Guys, this will not do. No.
We have to fire him.
I went Cowell out.
I remember that. You remember Elton John?
Elton.
You know, like.
The hit song, the hit factory.
Because he'd done the theme tune to Basic Instinct.
Yes, I remember.
I think you've got it there, haven't you?
I've got it here somewhere. It was Elton, he wrote it about
This is a film called Basic Instinct. It's by me, Elton John. It's about a cop and this woman who has got nothing on. She goes and sits in a chair, and then she spins around over there, and then she uncrosses her legs, and we see everything that's gone on up there.
It's all bare.
Yeah.
I wrote a screenplay about I got Alan Sugar to sit right on that chair. He spun around and goodness me, look at all that grey pubic hair. And Shanty's made fell out of his bottom and slips out on the floor. Sugar, oh, you are a media whore.
I remember.
It hasn't stood the test
No, but the one that Elton did, because you know he was originally in the film.
Oh, he was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was originally in it, right.
Playing the ladies' part.
He was playing the ladies' part in it, Elton. And he was in it with a tracksuit on the whole way through, right? And he said, I've got to wear a tracksuit. And they said, yeah, all right. Anyway, him and Douglas were
brilliant.
Honestly, you've never seen anything like it in your life. You know, the chemistry was just off the scale. Honestly. Anyway, you know that bit in the film where...
Which bit?
The bit where he's on the office chair, right?
Yeah.
And he spins around and that. Anyway, unbeknownst to us... Elton's taken his tracksuit buttons off, right, and he's nappy, right,
and, his cooch box,
and he spins around, uncrosses his legs, and sure enough, this plastic box falls out of his.
Oh God! Of his
all wires all coming out of it,
geez.
And he says, "This is my cooch box."
Yeah.
And the producers say, hold on a minute! What the hell is a cooch box? What's he doing? That's a terrible choice.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got rid of him in the end.
Well, I felt sorry for him, and that was sort
yeah,
of...
Yeah, no, that was the start
beginning.
Of it.
Yeah, the start of it,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I mean, do you remember when they brought out that song about Elton John? Elton John on basic instinct. Elton John went on basic instinct years ago.
Yeah.
Wearing his velour tracksuit, and he pulled it down and said, "Here we go." He got his knob out, he got his balls out, and the goose box fell on the floor. Get off a silly song. The media whore.
Oh, yeah. Again,
and they use spark the same words.
Well, yeah, they can do. They can do. They didn't release the original track with Sugar.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that is like nudity on film, isn't it?
Well,
I mean,
there's too much of it.
Well,
really.
I mean, although there's never been enough of it. Really?
No, I'd like to see more.
I'd like to see a bit more nudity on film.
I'm just wondering whether David, how long have we done of this utter bullshit?
Oh,
what's that?
35 minutes.
35 minutes.
Well,
I think that should
have covered your commute.
I think that should now have a lovely day at work.
Yeah, after you've listened to this.
You know, there may be some of you doing triple heart bypass surgery. Hopefully,
whilst listening to this.
Sometimes I listen back to this and wonder.
Who's listening to this?
Why did we record it? So why don't you come to see the show?
Yeah,
it won't be this rubbish.
No, it'll be written down on a book.
With a pencil.
We'll scrub out and then we'll write them again.
Yeah.
So don't worry, you know.
Oh, well, look.
Oh,
have a lovely
angels.
Week until next time, my darlings.
Okay.
Don't forget to tell people about this lovely podcast.
Yes, don't forget.
And
that.
We will see you next time.
Okay. Bye bye.
Night-night.
Bye bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our football podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.